This way.
Midnight. And here I am, in this tight dress, at the top of a skyscraper, overlooking the whole city. I can't help but marvel at the way the raindrops shimmer in the city lights. This city really never sleeps. Even though it's midnight, there's still plenty of people out and about. A train arrives at the station below, and it illuminates the dark night. In the office chair across the room, he watches me watch the city. He watches with more interest than I expected, since he sees this view every day. The tingling at the back of my neck makes me think that maybe it's me he's appreciating instead of the view. But it's our first date, and I can't be too sure. We had a great dinner, and the oysters were divine. When he mentioned that he worked at the top of this building just down the street, I couldn't resist asking him to bring me up here. I've always wondered what the city looked like at night from all the way up here. And now that I'm here, a little tipsy from the champagne, I'm so glad I asked. My forehead rests against the cool glass as I try to catch a glimpse of the street below. But I can't even see the street in front of the building from up here. That's pretty much how I feel here, where it's just the two of us so far above the city lights. Floating in space, no ground below me as I wonder where this night might lead. But with the weight of his gaze on me, I'm not sure I'll be wondering for long. When I asked him to bring me up here, I know he might have thought I meant for him to take me home. I knew exactly what I was agreeing to when I followed him into the elevator. He's good looking, charming, and just the right kind of bad boy vibe that gets me going.
I can't stop thinking about her legs, the way they look in those. Is she wearing stockings or tights? The dark seam disappears underneath the hem of her dress, and it's all so fucking tempting. I want to follow it all the way up and find out where it ends. The way she's silhouetted against the distant city lights is nothing short of breathtaking. And her curves and the way she's looking back at me is making me weak. From the moment I saw her, she had an effect on me. I wanted to make an impression, so with a racing heart, I kissed her offered hand. She seemed to really like that, and the bow I offered for impact. And now that we're up here, and it's just the two of us, I can feel the anticipation pulse in time with the beat of my heart. I watch as the glass fogs up in front of her. It's not that cold out, but maybe she's hot enough to steam things up on her own. I definitely think she is. Watching her makes me wonder how she'd feel if I took the first step and made the first move. I could stand now and move closer, but maybe that's not enough for a woman like her. She's a strong, independent woman. She knows exactly what she wants. I'm contemplating, weighing my options as my gaze lingers on her silhouette, when she turns, and I'm captured by her gaze as she meets my eyes. The way she looks at me leaves no doubt about what she wants. And I know I want her to. I don't want to wait. Pull your dress up for me.
His voice goes right through me. The tone in his voice is clear. Up here, we're in his world. He makes the calls. Should I go along with it? On the first date? I know the smart thing would be to leave. But maybe being smart is for down there, where the raindrops meet the concrete and run off into the drains. Up here, those same raindrops are free-falling. Anything could happen. I want to be free too, and I lean into the reckless thrill I feel when I consider doing as he asks. I hold his gaze, feeling the tension of our shared desire rises between us. As he watches me, I know I want to play along.
I barely stop myself from groaning when her fingers find the hem of her dress. And she begins to lift it ever so slowly. I can't believe she's actually doing it. As the tight material rises, the lace top of her stocking is revealed. And fuck, she looks so good. As she continues to lift her dress until the curve of her ass peeks out, all smooth bare skin on display for me. The view is incredible, and I struggle to stay seated. If I were a weaker man, I'd be behind her, touching her already. Instead, I wait. It's her move now, her choice if she wants to take this further, but I can't help myself when I encourage her to keep going. Higher. She turns, gazing over her shoulder to watch me as I take her in. Mischief and arousal dance in her eyes. Slowly, she glides her hands across her skin and caresses her thighs.
His eyes glow in the dim light with what I'm pretty sure is arousal. A quick drop of my gaze, and I can see how hard he is through his expensive suit slacks. I want to reach out and wrap my hand around his hard cock through his clothes right now. But I want to take my time with the tease. Don't want to rush the moment. His gaze is expectant and hungry as he watches. He wants more, and I'm going to give it to him. But not without a tease. I lift the hem of my dress a little higher, but not high enough. I want to see how he's going to handle the bread and me.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.